长，一个月前我们就开始预约那个餐厅，然后我们要送什么礼物要给妈妈。
Usually for the mother, they will begin to prepare a month ahead.
我想这意思就是说，父亲节应该说每天都要做好父亲，不是只有父亲节。
That probably means that we pay properly. You need to be a better father every day, not just a father.
不过还是为在座的父亲们祝你们父亲节快乐。
谢谢。
Congratulate all the fathers
here. 这段经文是马太福音十二章。
The scripture we are going to study is Matthew 20:12.
其实背景是很容易的。
The background is actually very commonly known.
是讲到约拿的故事。
It's the story of Jonah.
那约拿在旧约里面只有四章。
The story of Jonah is only four chapters in the Old Testament.
算是旧约里面小先知里面的一本书。
It's one of the minor prophets.
小先知不是说他不重要。
Minor prophet because not because of importance.
而是他篇幅很短。
Because generally the chapters are very short.
如果你小时候就在教会长大。
If you grow up in the church,
或是你有教主日学。
If you ever teach Sunday school,
你们不知道看过几次约拿书。
You probably are very familiar with the story of Jonah.
那我做一个调查。
Let me just ask,
你们没有听过约拿书的，没有看过约拿的故事的，举手。
Anybody who has never heard the story of Jonah?
没关系啊，因为你们举手才可以再讲一次。
repeat the story again.
我们希望今天从约拿书里面，能够得到一些新的亮光。
We want to get some insight from the book of Jonah.
这本书在我心里面占一个很重要的位置。
This is a very important book to me.
因为第一次看到这本书的时候，觉得非常稀奇。
Because when I first time read it for the first time, I was very amazed.
竟然我在圣经里面放一个神话故事在里面。
It actually is some sort of fable in the Bible.
Mythology. 可是我们在圣经里面、新约里面，我们看到耶稣讲到这本书。
But actually, Jesus mentioned about Jonah in the New Testament.
事实上，耶稣讲到只有四个先知，他提到。
Jesus only mentioned four prophets from the Old Testament.
以利亚
Elijah.
以利沙
Elisha.
以赛亚
Isaiah.
第四个就是约拿。
And the last one, Jonah.
所以耶稣讲到约拿。
So Jesus mentioned Jonah.
甚至说他在大鱼的肚子里面三日三夜。
He also mentioned the story of in the stomach of fish for three nights.
约拿书不敢讲。
So it cannot be false.
我每次再看回去看约拿书的时候，我刚来信主的时候，我就很稀奇，每次看到新的事情。
Because every time I went back to the story of Jonah, I learned new lessons.
甚至我喜欢到他那个地步，我第一个儿子就叫约拿。
In fact, I love him so much. I call my first son Jonah.
所以你要相信他在我心里面的地位是多大。
Now you realize how important the book is to me.
其实约拿故事我们常常讲到，只是大鱼把约拿吞在肚子。
Very often we say Jonah is the big fish swallow Jonah.
可是我们在马太福音十二章里面看到，事实上是有背景的。
But in the Matthew chapter 12, we know there is something more.
你们刚看到文士和法利赛人，把这个经文。文士和法利赛人问耶稣说：“求你显个神迹给我们看。”
In that story, the Pharisees asked Jesus to perform a miracle for them to see.
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的时代，除了约拿的神迹以外，再也没有其他的神迹。”
Jesus replied, "For this evil and adulterous generation, besides the miracle of Jonah, there won't be any more miracles."
事实上，他还讲到说，特别很清楚的说，约拿在大鱼的肚子里面三日三夜。照样人子也要三日三夜在地里。
Jesus stated clearly that just as Jonah was in the stomach of fish for three days and three nights,
而且在约拿身体里面带来的是人的悔改。
And he wanted to bring about the repentance of man.
所以人也要悔改。
That's why we have to repent.
但是耶稣为什么讲这个故事？
Why did Jesus mention this story?
如果你要看前面的经文，在马太福音十二章里面。
If you go back to the beginning of the chapter 12,
你会看到一个背景。
You see there's a background.
这个故事在讲的时候是在会堂里面。
This thing happened in the temple.
他当时在会堂里面，耶稣在传讲道理，在医治医病赶鬼的时候。
Jesus was sharing the gospel and healing a lot of sick people.
有一个人将一个又被鬼附着、又瞎又哑的人带到耶稣的面前。
Somebody bring someone who is demon possessed, he is dumb and also deaf.
耶稣马上就医治了他。
Jesus healed him.
他不但 他不但能鬼赶走了，
he also drive out demons.
圣经说他又能说话又能看见。
And the man speak and he can hear.
法利赛人在旁边看到了就觉得很惊讶。
When the Pharisees witnessed this thing, they were so amazed.
这不过是一个人吗？
He said, he is just merely a man.
虽然他是大卫的子孙，他不过是一个人，像你我一样。
He is just a man like you and I.
所以他说这个人赶鬼不是靠着上帝。
That's why they said that he is not driven out demon because
这个人赶鬼是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
He was driving out demon by another demon.
所以耶稣就一个讲论开始来斥责他。
So Jesus tell this story to rebuke them.
你看到神迹，竟然说是鬼王来赶鬼。
You have witnessed a miracle, but you attribute it to evil spirit.
因为神的国度里面不可能自相纷争，不可能有上帝，不可能有撒旦。
Because in the kingdom, in one kingdom, there cannot be Satan and God.
你把上帝的作为当成撒旦的作为，你是在亵渎上帝的作为。
How could you attribute the work of God to demons?
所以耶稣讲了一个非常有名的一个宣告。
And then Jesus make a very famous proclamation.
人的一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免。
Everything against the Son of Man can be forgiven.
唯独亵渎圣灵的总不得赦免。
Anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit would.
凡说话干犯人子的，都还可得赦免。
Anyone who offended the Son of God can be forgiven.
唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世总不得赦免。
But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven even in this world or the world.
凡是树坏的，就结出坏的果子。
The bad tree will bear bad fruit.
这恶人心里面所发出来的，所存的恶，从嘴巴里面所说出来。
An evil man, evil deed will come out.
所以耶稣说，像法利赛人是说，当在审判的时候，你要像今天一样，你们所说的话，句句都要供出来。
That's why Jesus told the Pharisees, every word that you speak will be under judgment on the day to come.
法利赛人是听到这话，他不知道回答什么。
They did not know how to answer Jesus.
所以他问这个问题。
So they ask him a question.
你既然说你是上帝的国，从上帝来的。
If you are from God,
求你显神迹。
Please show us a miracle.
所以那样的故事跟什么有关系
？So what is the story of Jonah related?
约拿的故事跟圣灵的工作有绝对的关系。
The story of Jonah related to the work of God.
跟我们生命的关系有绝对的关系。
It very much related to this, our life.
让我们在面前祷告好吗？
This
主啊，我们谢谢你，感谢你，让我们有父亲节在我们当中，让我们纪念到你是我们天父，你供应我们所有的需要。
Father, we thank you on this Father's Day, we can come to worship you and remember you are our Heavenly Father.
我们更纪念你将你的爱给我们。
We remember that you are giving your only Son to us.
让你永恒的爱在我们的身上被彰显出来。
And your eternal love can be manifest in our life.
但是你的审判却在你的儿子身上。
But your judgment came upon your son.
我们为这个献上满心的赞美。
We thank you for what you have done for us.
求你帮助我们明白。
Please help us to understand.
明白你的父的心。
Understand the heart of the Father.
感谢赞美。
We praise and thank you.
奉耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
我们要问四个问题。
There are four questions that we want to ask.
在这段经文里面
，From this scripture，
先知约拿是谁
？Who is the prophet Jonah？
约拿的神迹是什么？约拿的
What is the miracle of Jonah？
为什么尼尼微人能定这个世代的罪
？How can Nineveh can condemn this world？
谁比约拿更大
？Who is greater than Jonah？
我必须告诉你，这应该是一个月或是两个月的神学。
This is something that needs to be covered in about a month in Sunday school.
我将用下面40分钟到50分钟时间把它讲。
I want to try to cover this in the coming 40 minutes.
好，第一个约拿是谁
？So first, who is Jonah?
我念这两段经文好不好
？Let's read two scriptures.
请。
马。
第一个《哥林多前书》。
犹太人是要神子，希腊人要求智慧。
到很多地方，很前面去，到很前面去。
耶和华，
我不晓得按照，我要讲的这段经文，《约拿记下》14章23到25节，请。
犹大王约阿斯的儿子亚玛谢15年， 以色列王的
玛利亚
做王之职业，他行耶和华眼中的恶的事，不离雷格维巴约的耶和华，使以色列陷在罪里，这一些罪收回以色列边界之地，从马航后直到亚哈哈，正如耶和华以色列神接他仆人加德西法仍然的儿子是耶拉所说的。
It's from King, Second Kings, Chapter 14, verse 23 to 25.
Jonah is in the time of Jeroboam, king of Israel.
约拿是神的仆人。
Jonah is a servant of God.
约拿是神呼召的先知。
He's someone who called out to be prophet.
约拿故乡是在贾特西伯。
Jonah lived in somewhere in.
他离耶稣的故乡拿撒勒很近。
A place near Nazareth.
所以他跟耶稣一样，都被犹太人看作是加利利的先知。
So he is considered a prophet from Galilee.
我们可以想象，当耶稣小时候，他可能就听到约拿的故事。
So when Jesus was a young boy, he probably heard about Jonah.
将来约拿怎么样去蒙神的呼召，要到尼尼微城去宣讲神的道。
He was probably very familiar with the story of God told Jonah to go to Nineveh.
但是他没有去，然后被鱼的吞到肚子里面，很多很多的事情。
Yeah, but he refused to go and was swallowed by a big fish.
哇，这段经文是大家熟悉的，大家熟悉的
very familiar scripture.
我们来念这段经文吧。
Let's read it together also.
耶和华的话临到亚米达的儿子约拿所，
立
在王耶大城去，但其中的居民不敢，因为他们的恶大到我面前。约拿却起来逃到大司去躲避耶和华，逃到耶和华看遇见一个船叫他杀死去，他走在了船下，上了船，与船的人同往他司去躲避耶和华。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海风都大了，大走甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，不然要求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，非要使船幸免。约拿已经下到船上，然后他对船主说：“对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为什么这样？起来求告你的神，或者是神会怜我们，使我们不至灭亡。”
亚述是一个当时的尼尼微是当时在亚述帝国的首府。
Nineveh was the capital of Syria. 亚述。
耶和华对约拿说：“你起来，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊。
”Jehovah told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh to proclaim his message.
基本上还是三件事情：起来，去讲道。
He said, "Come, get up, go and proclaim my message."
那我们在这段经文里面看到。约拿做遵守哪几件事情
？So all of him, what did Jonah obey?
他起来
，he get up.
他去
，he went.
跟他去不同的地方
，he went to a different place.
所以他逃避耶和华的呼召
，he avoid the calling of God.
这有一段小小的背景必须有解释。
Hey, the little background I want to go over.
有些人说。约拿不愿意去尼尼微，是因为尼尼微本身亚述人是以色列的仇敌。
如果现在 Jonah refuses to go to Nineveh because the people there are enemy, sworn enemy.
所以他不愿意跟以色列的仇敌来传福音。
He is not willing to proclaim the gospel good news to them.
这是我们大部分在查经的时候的结论。
This is probably the conclusion most of us are learned from the
Bible. 可以仔细看历史的背景。
But you look up the historic background.
当亚述的时候还不成气候。
At the time of the Nineveh,
约拿这时候大概是主前770年。
It happened about 700 years before Christ came.
后来一个先知来宣讲尼尼微要灭亡的信息，叫拿红。
There was another prophet, Dr. Kahn, proclaimed the destruction of Nineveh.
他是在主前六百二十年。
He came before 600 before Christ.
尼尼微在主前六百一十二年灭亡。
Nineveh was actually destroyed 610 years before.
亚述在主前六百零九年灭亡。
亚述的那个
亚述他是。
Assyria was destroyed.
所以有超过一百五十年以上的时间，从约拿这时候在传讲信息，到亚述国灭亡。
Okay, so there is a time gap of about 100 years before Assyria was actually destroyed.
事实上，亚述在那时候事实上不是一个强国。
Assyria was not a mighty kingdom.
他们那时候的强国叫亚兰。
There's another country called Ammon.
如果你看到那时候回去看，在列王记里面，很多亚兰人跟以色列人之间的征战。
If you go back to the book of Kings, you see there's a lot of battle between them.
其实比较准确的应该是，在约拿之前，还有同期的阿摩斯这些先知之前，所有先知的工作没有对以色列以外的外邦人来宣传。
Actually, historically, before at the time of Jonah or before Jonah, all the prophets are only speaking to the Jews.
甚至不对百姓来宣讲。
Not even speaking to the people in general.
他所有先知的工作都是对着犹太人或是以色列的君王来宣讲。
All the prophets were proclaiming or talking to the king of Israel.
所以当约拿接到这个指令的时候，这对他也是完全新的。
So when Jonah received this mission from God, it's something very new.
他心里面觉得不能去接受这样的命令。
This is a mission or responsibility he just cannot accept.
更重要的是，当你们念了前一段的经文
，As we read the scripture earlier,
在列王记下，有一个王叫耶罗波安，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
Before there was another king, earlier called Jeroboam.
但是神却祝福他们，让他们能够收复很多的失土。
But yet God blessed this kingdom so that they can restore a lot of territory.
所以约拿他的经验是，一个行恶的人，神还会祝福他。
So in Jonah's experience, that someone who do evil in God's sight, yet God.
而且还是借着他的服事来祝福耶和华。
And also he witnessed God use the evil king to restore Israel.
我不知道你有什么感觉。
I don't know what would you think.
如果约拿是一个嫉恶如仇的人
，Jonah is a prophet who despises evil.
是一个心中觉得是很正直的人
，someone who is very righteous in the heart. 你知道？
其实他不能接受。
This is what he cannot accept.
其实这也是很多基督徒心里面最大的难关。
This is also a difficulty for many Christians.
为什么做好事的人、信上帝的人没有得到好的结果
？How come many good people who do God's work do not get good life？
很多抵挡上帝、行为不公义的人，但是却得到世上的一切。
How come many people who are against God who do evil in the world yet they prosper？
我们从有限的资料里面，我们可以想象约拿是这样的挣扎。
From what we read, we know this is what Jonah has experienced.
所以约拿是个逃避的先知
，so he is someone who run away from God。
所以他心里面必然有他的挣扎
，because there's a conflict within him。
我们也从约拿本身，约拿书本身里面，我们可以看到约拿是一个正直，是一个诚实的先知。
Also from the story of Jonah, we know he's a righteous, honest prophet before God。
在约拿书里面，我只看到约拿的失败
，although we see a lot of his failure。
而且他的失败只有他知道，只有上帝知道。
A failure that is witnessed by himself and God.
我们现在既然全世界都知道
，Now everybody knows the story of Jonah.
如果不是约拿自己讲的，谁讲的
？If Jonah did not record it, who would know?
约拿是一个正直，是一个率真的人。
Revealed that he is a righteous person.
耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，要告诉旁边的法利赛人。
When Jesus tells the story of Jonah, he would tell the story to the Pharisees.
像约拿这样的人
，someone like Jonah，
上帝会赦免他
，God will forgive him。
上帝为王。
God wants to restore you.
不像你们。
Unlike you.
你们抵挡圣灵。
You are against the Spirit of God.
把上帝的祝福当作咒诅。
You blaspheme the work, the work of God.
你们假装虔诚。
You pretend to be devoted.
需要得到人的称赞。
You just want to get men's praise.
你们反而得不到神。你们反而得不到神。
That in the end,
you did not receive. 我们在这边看到一个对比。我们这边看到一个对比。
We see a contrast.
一个真诚的背叛。
Someone who is genuinely rebel.
竟然胜过一个虚伪的虔诚。
It's better than a
虚伪的虔诚。虚伪。
A fake piety.
很难翻译，是吧？我是请大家能够思想这个一对比。
I want you to think about this contrast.
可是不论怎么样，逃避上帝是一件不对的事情。
Anything people who run away from God is wrong.
如果你看到这段经文的话，你看到约拿当他逃避上帝的时候，他的结果是往下走。
As we read the story of Jonah, we see that he is going downward from the story.
你看他下到约帕。
He went down to the place of
Yopa. 下到底舱。
He went down further.
我们看到第二章，他下到海底。
In the end, he went to the bottom of the sea.
下到阴间。
He went to the Hades.
他的人生是一路一路的往下走。
His life journey is a downward.
他在船舱里面睡觉。
He was in the bottom of the boat.
他沉睡。
He was deep in his sleep.
他没办法对神的事情再有关心。
We cannot be concerned with the work of God anymore.
当我们离开上帝、背弃上帝的时候，我们只关心我们自己。
When we are separated, when we run away from God, we can only concern with our
own. 我不在乎上帝的心的需要是什么。
We no longer think about what God wants of us.
我不在乎别人的需要。
We don't care about what other people's need.
因为逃避。
Because we want to get away.
当我逃避上帝的时候
，As we try to escape from God,
我的人生就是一路的往下走。
My life will be a downward journey.
好像在世界上，我们一路往上走。
We hope to go upward in the world.
但是在主里面，在永生里面，我们一路的往上走。
But in spiritually, we go to the downward.
本来我们是人生是要被高举起来的。
If our life is supposed to be lifted up,
来成为旁边的人祝福。
Become the blessing of people around us.
但是因为我们抵挡上帝，我们的人生反而成为别人的咒诅。
Because we want to run away from God, we become a curse for people around us.
这些无辜的水手，这些无辜的船长，他们在暴风里面，完全是约拿逃避神的关系。
All these innocent sailors, people on the boat are the victims.
我们想想我们的人生，想想我们的人生。
As we look at our own life,
我们到底是别人的祝福，还是别人的咒诅？
Have we been a blessing or curse for people around us?
我们到底是跟随上帝，回应上帝，还是我们逃避上帝？
Are we following Christ or we are trying to run away from him?
今天是父亲节。
This is Father's Day.
我想正好是，我也是母亲，我们一起来祈取。
I'm also a father. Let's resolve together.
那我们不成为一个逃避的父亲。
That would not be a father who tries to run away from God, run away.
我们不要成为一个逃避的丈夫。
Run away husband.
那我们能够面对我们自己的软弱。
We want to face our weakness.
那我们能够面对上帝。
That we can face God.
那我们全心的悔改在他面前。
We can repent wholeheartedly.
勇敢的面对问题。
Ready with facing our
problem.
Not run away.
让上帝成为我们的帮助。
Let God become our helper.
在美国，就在美国这个社会。
So that as we live in America.
在有些的社区里面。
In our community.
有70%-80%的家庭没有父亲。
No, 70% or 80% of family are without father.
有人说美国的社会
，Some people say that U.S. society
是一个没有父亲的国度
，is a fatherless society.
有人说美国是一个 fatherless nation,
a fatherless nation.
这是一个非常可悲的事情。
This is a very sad thing.
在过去100年到150年的时间
，in past 100 to 150 years,
男人放弃，渐渐的放弃自己的责任
，men gradually give up their responsibility.
当我们离开上帝的时候
，as we leave God,
人也开始放弃自己人应该有的责任。
Men also leave their responsibility.
我们看到的男人越来越少承担。
As men
男人越是越来越越少承担上帝的责任。
Men taking up less and less responsibility.
我们求神来帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
我们不要像约拿在刚开始他服事的时候逃避上帝。
We don't want to be like Jonah to run away from God.
我们承担起上帝给我们的责任。
We want to take on the responsibility that God assigned us.
领受上帝给我们的祝福。
So that we can all receive His blessing.
第二个问题。
The second question.
约拿的神迹到底是什么？
What is the miracle of Jonah?
我们刚刚念的经文刚好对的，请我们念《哥林多前书》章二十节。
From the First Corinthians chapter 1:22，
请。
人是要神迹，希腊人是求滋味，法利赛。
好，在下面的经文，马太福音16:1-4，请。
法利赛人和撒道大人都来试探耶稣，请他从天上显出神迹给他们看。耶稣回答说：晚上天红，你们都说天必起；早上发红又变黑，你们都说今日必有风雨。直到分辨天上的气息，都包分辨蛇的神迹。求神迹，除了约拿神迹以外，并没有神迹给他们看。
这两个经文很清楚，看
的 scripture very clearly state，
在马太福音16里面，他说他们要求神迹，是要让是心里面是不是真的要求到神迹。
The Jews seek miracle not because they want to see the work of God.
因为他们告诉耶稣问他们说，告诉他们，你们能够分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
Jesus said that you can tell the weather, coming weather, but you cannot see the time.
我们刚看到耶稣不是没有行神迹。
Not that Jesus did not perform miracles.
耶稣已经行了很多很多的神迹。
Jesus did perform many miracles.
但是法利赛人是否认这样的事情。
But the Pharisees and Sadducees they deny him.
所以神迹，我们能够看到神迹，不是神迹本身的问题。
To witness miracle, is not the matter.
不是神迹本身的问题，是我们自己的问题。
So the problem is not the miracle, it's the problem is the person who sees
it. 约拿的神迹告诉我们。约拿神迹告诉我们，神要给一个神迹，不是一个外在，不是一个外面看得到的神迹。
The story of the miracle of Jonah shows that God's miracle is not external but internal.
耶稣告诉我们，要看见天上的神迹，必须先经历约拿的神迹。
Jesus said to witness the miracle from heaven, you must first experience the miracle.
他告诉旁边的法利赛人，你们看不到神迹。你们把神迹神的神迹当作撒旦的作为，是因为你们没有上帝的生命。
But he told the Pharisees, you do not see the miracle of God and attribute that to demon because you do not experience God.
所以我们看到人，这里也让我们看到在人里面，我们知道上帝是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
For the people, God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们看到人也有三位。
Even men are divided into three parts.
第一个是我们的生命。
We see our physical life.
我们怎么样会有我们生命？上帝的生命。
And then we see the spiritual life.
我们必须要信心。
That spiritual life will gain through faith.
当我们信心的时候，第一个神迹就在我们生命里面显现出来。
When we have faith, the first miracle happens in our life.
所以这里讲，我把称作是我们人里面的三位一体。
I want to say that the Trinity within man.
我们要信心。
We need faith.
我们才有生命。
So that we can gain eternal life.
我们要生命。
With that eternal life,
才能看到上帝的神迹。
And we can see the work of God.
我们看下面的经文。
Let's keep going on the scripture.
好吧，念这段经文，好吧，这是几节经文合在一起，请。
他们是将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的浪都平息了。耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。约拿在腹中祷告耶和华他的神，说：“我遭遇困难， 受到耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求，你就不听我的声音，你将我投下深渊，这是海的深处，大水不能我，你的波浪不能够动我。我说你从眼前虽然驱逐我，仍要仰望你的圣殿。诸水环绕我，凡争不得我，深渊环绕我，海草缠绕我的头，我在加沙山根，他们在那向我不远关注。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的生命从坑中救出来。
我问你们一个问题， I want to ask a question. 约拿死了没有？你 Jonah died.
没有讲。
死的举手。约拿你也死的举手。我你也因为 died. 你们觉得约拿死的已经死掉了举手。
He actually died in a
你觉得耶拿没有死吗？有一个哈，你觉得耶拿没有死的举手。
因为我估计耶拿，
一个、两个、三个、四个、五个、六个、七个。
就像我的生命中，
其他人活是死还是活？我个人觉得，我不能帮你们诠释，我个人觉得他死了。
I personally know that he died，
因为他这里讲说，在第二节里面讲说，从阴间的深处呼救。
Because he said I cry out to you from the depths of Hades.
第三节说你将我投到深渊。
You draw me down to the depths of earth.
第六节说地的门将我永远关住。
The gate of hell closed on me.
我的性命从坑中被救出来。
I'm trapped in the depths of earth.
被救出来。
Oh, you rescue me from the depths of earth.
这些都是犹太人他们形容死亡。
These are phrases that Jewish people use to describe death.
当耶稣用他这个神迹来形容的时候，他不是一个象征性。
When Jesus used this as an example, it was not symbolic.
它是真的发生的一件事情。
It's something that actually happened.
而且是每一个细节都是符合。
Because every detail is relevant.
跟什么吻合？
What was it in an agreement?
跟耶稣他自己要的经历来吻合。
Because this is just Jesus' experience.
所以他真的到阴间里。
He went down to Hades.
他真的被神弃绝。
He was rejected by God.
他真的是从阴间里面向神来呼求。
He cried out to God from the depths of
hell. 我记得耶稣当他要在礼拜四的晚上在克西马尼园的时候，他怎么跟上帝来祷告
？You remember his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
哦，主啊，如果可行的话，求你将这杯拿走。
He said, Father, if possible, take this cup away from me.
但是照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
Your will, not my will, be done.
所以他在地里面三天三夜
，three days, he spent in the depths of earth.
就像约拿在大鱼的肚子里面三日三夜
，just like Jonah spent three nights, day three nights.
这里比较难解的经文是什么叫做三日三夜
？So what's three days, three nights?
如果是按照呼求开始，从约拿的呼求开始，来代表耶稣也在开始向神呼求的时间开始的话。
From the time that he was cry out to God, through the time that Jesus cry out to God.
从礼拜四晚上
，from that Thursday night,
礼拜五
，and then it's Friday,
礼拜六
，Saturday,
三天
，three days,
礼拜四晚上一晚上
，so Thursday night one night,
礼拜五晚上
，Friday night,
礼拜六晚上
，then Saturday night,
三天
，Saturday three nights.
犹太人一天的时间不是二十四小时
，For the Jews, one day is not 24 hours.
当你占一天的时间，你其实有一个小时的时间，你在那一天里面也算是一天。
Even for 1 hour in that day, it counts one day.
所以礼拜天算一天。
So Sunday is one day.
它比较像我们东方人说
的。Very similar to the way we talk to the calendar.
东方人是你生出来的时候就算一岁。
The day of home, you are only 1 year old.
虽然你还没满一岁，可是你生出来那一天，在那一年里面算今年一岁。犹太人也是这个说法。
The same way in the Jewish tradition.
所以犹太人也是这个算法。
That's the way they
所以约拿在大鱼的肚子里面三十三夜，耶稣也在大鱼肚子里面三十三夜。
The same way that Jonah was three days, three nights in the stomach of the fish, same thing happened to Jesus.
约拿的神迹很有意思。
the miracle of Jonah is very interesting.
约拿的神迹是让人从远离神到神的面前。
That it show that God people would be away from God to come back to God.
我们再看下一段，把这下面的念完。
Let's continue reading.
先二章七到十节。
他这都
不是。
我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃平安他们，但我必用感激的声音献祭你。我所许的愿，我必成全。救恩的主耶和华，耶和华吩咐你，你就把约拿处在旱地上。约拿在鱼的肚子里面跟神呼求。
Jonah cried out to God from the stomach of the fish.
在这样死以前
，before he died，
他的呼求不是说：“上帝啊，我实在太痛了，我实在不能呼吸了，我实在受不了，这鱼的胃酸啊，实在不能忍受。”
He did not cry to God because of the God did not take it anymore. The act.
他心里面最大的痛苦是，我求告耶和华。
He said, "I cry to God. I look up to you."
第四节他说
，Verse four, he said,
我从你的眼前被驱逐，我仰望你的圣殿。
I was driven away from your sight. I looked up to your temple.
第七节说，我想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
He said, "I remember Jehovah and my prayer reached up to you."
他最关心的，他最担心的是一件事情，即使在那样困苦的环境里面，他是担心的一件事情是，他离开了上帝。
Even under that predicament, what he worried about is his separation.
所以当神救了他
，So when God rescued him,
是不但是把他救活了
，not only restored his life.
约拿的神迹是把他从远离神的光景里面，能够带到神的面前。
Story of Jonah is about how God restored him back to himself.
约拿的神迹也代表他的心回转到神的面前
，that his heart turned back to God.
他必定知道他做的是错的事。
He realized what he had done wrong.
第九节他说：“我不用感谢的声音献祭你，我所许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。”
He said, "By thanksgiving, I'm going to pray to you, and you will restore my soul."
所以约拿的神迹代表他心里面的回转，他整个人回转到神面前。
So the story of Jonah represents a restoration of a person.
神回应他这样的呼求。
God responding to his cry,
让生命能够重新的复苏起来
，and his life was revived again.
所以他被吐在旱地上
，so he was cast down.
被鱼吐在旱地上
，the fish spit him out.
好像坟墓把耶稣吐出来一样
，just that the grave gave up on Jesus.
第三问题
，the third question,
为什么尼尼微人能够定这时代的罪
？Why the people never Nineveh can condemn our generation？
这是在十二章里面，当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定时代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改。
In the time of judgment, the people of Nineveh will come and condemn this generation because when they heard the message of Jonah, they repented.
我们看尼尼微人怎么悔改
？How did they repent？
这是耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus said.
在约拿书三章一到四节
，In chapter three, verse one to four,
耶和华的话二次临到约拿说
，The word of your father is come to Jonah again.
你起来往尼尼微大城去
，You get up and go to the city of Nineveh.
向其中的居民宣告主所吩咐你的话
，To proclaim to them the word that I have given to you.
约拿便照着耶和华的话起来
，So Jonah get up,
往尼尼微去。
He went to Nineveh.
这尼尼微是极大的城。
Nineveh was a great city.
有三日的路程。
It takes 3 days journey.
约拿进城走一日。
He went to the city. It took a day to get there.
宣告说
，He proclaimed,
再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
He said, 40 more days, Nineveh will be destroyed.
好，这里我们看到在约拿书第三章里面，好像讲的是尼尼微的悔改。
In chapter 3, Jonah is talking about the repentance of the city of Nineveh.
可是尼尼微人会悔改，他是因为有一个人悔改的结果。
Nineveh repents because of the repentance of one person.
那个人就是约拿。
That one person is Jonah.
当一个人悔改的时候，会让多人得到祝福。
When Jonah repents, many people will bless.
我们的祝福永远从一个点开始。
The blessing starts with one point.
向四面八方扩散。
We expand in every direction.
这都是属灵原则。
This is the spiritual principle.
我们在这个历史上看到是复兴。
In history, we see many restoration.
我们常讲渴望复兴的事情发生在我们当中。
We say that we long for the restoration to happen in our time.
复兴就是超过一千人、超过一万人、十万人、一百万人一起来信耶稣。
When we think about restoration, maybe 100 people, 1,000 people come back to God.
历史上发生过。
It happened many times in history.
因为我们会纪念这些事情。
We remember these events.
因为他们太少见。
Because it's something that very rare happens.
在历史上，神所给的祝福都是从一个人开始。
In history, every time this restoration happens, it starts with one person.
特别是一个家里面的头。
From the very often from the head of a family.
因为刚刚今天父亲节，我就必须把这提到。
I want to emphasize that because it is Father's Day.
男人在家里面当头。
The man is the head of the family.
并不是要辖制更加的。
Not to control others.
男人在家里面当头，因为他承受上帝给他们给各家的恩典。
Because he received from God the blessing God has for the family.
要把这个家带到上帝的面前。
To bring the family back to God.
这是当头的真意。
That is the meaning of the head.
约拿悔改。
Jonah repented.
神就给他第二次的机会。
God gave him a second chance.
神耶和华的话二次临到约拿说。
I would say that God will come to him the second time.
跟第一次的命令是一样的。
It's the same as the first time.
你起来。
You say get up.
你去。
You go.
你去宣告。
You go and proclaim.
一样。
It's the same message.
但是反回应不一样。
Although this time the response is different.
第三节，耶和华变造，约拿变造耶和华的话起来，往民中去。
And verse 3, Bible says that according to God's word, Jonah get up and go.
我们要顺服上帝，我们要能够信靠上帝，本身需要能力。
If we are to obey, to listen to God, we need a certain strength.
并不是简单的。
Something that is not easy.
不是我们能够去顺服，我们就能顺服。
Not that if we want to obey, you can do that.
但是当我们回到神面前，有上帝的生命的时候，
As we come back to God, we see His life.
我们就有一个能力能够顺服上帝。
God will give us the strength to obey Him.
上帝总是给他第二个机会。
God is the God of second chance.
我们都会跌倒。
He gave us second chance.
我们都会做错事情。
We all make mistakes.
我们在人生里面不可能是永远都是做上帝所喜悦的事。
It's not possible that we always do what God wants us to do.
但是只要我们能回头。
If we can only turn around,
神总是给我们第二次的机会。
God always provides a second chance for us.
即使我们在黑暗里面，
even while we are in darkness,
神要给我们光亮，让我们知道往哪里去。
He will bring the light so that we can see our path.
即使我们很软弱，
while we are weak,
我们甚至站都站不起来，
while we can barely stand,
神要给我们力量。
He will strengthen us,
让我们能够往前走，
so that we can get up and go.
弟兄姐妹，让我们珍惜这样的机会。
May we treasure the opportunity.
但事实上，人不一定给我们第二次机会。
People may not give us a second chance.
但是上帝给我们第二次机会。
But God is the God of second chance.
约拿给的信息很简单。
The message of Jonah is very simple.
再等四十日，你以为你轻浮。
He says 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed.
在原文里面只有五个字。
In the original script today, only 5 words.
约拿就讲说，你们再过四十日，你们就要醒
悟。The 40 more days，
他甚至都没有要他们悔改，甚至都没有要他们悔改。
He did not talk about repentance for them。
但是尼尼微人，他们听到这样的信息
，When the Ninevite people hear the message，
他们的生命马上就有极大的改变。
There is a drastic change in their
life。在第三章里面，我们看到里面尼尼微人信服神，他便宣告禁食。从最大到最小都穿上麻衣。
all the civil nobles repented. They put on sackcloth.
这信息传到尼尼王为王的眼中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在会中。
When the king of Nineveh heard the message, he came down from his throne and put down a sackcloth.
他又使人通片告尼尼微通臣说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么，牲畜牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。
He also proclaimed the city, nobody should eat, not even the cattle.
原来牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
He said, everyone and the cattle should put on sackcloth and clothes, and pray to God so that we can leave our evil way.
或者
maybe,
神转意后悔，
God might change his mind.
不发烈怒，
he will not put his anger on us.
使我灭亡也不得知，
maybe he will not destroy us.
于是神查看他们行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所行的灾祸降临他们。
When God saw what they had done, God repented and did not punish them.
所以当尼尼微人听到这样的信息之后，
When the people never hear the message,
他们全城人都悔改。
The whole city repented.
尼尼王听到他的百姓都悔改。
The Nineveh heard all the people in the city are repented.
他就下了宝座。
He came down from his throne.
脱下朝服。
Put down put away his royal gown,
披上了麻衣，
he put on sackcloth,
坐在会中，
he sat down in ashes.
好像是当我们人悔改的时候，我们不再坐在自己的宝座上。
Just like someone who repented, he no longer sits in his own throne.
我们不在乎，我们把外面人的荣耀脱掉。
We put away the exterior glory that we had.
我们坐在灰中麻衣中痛悔。
He sat in ash and repented.
我们回到马太福音十二章。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 12.
这里是耶稣要告诉法利赛人和文士的话。
This is the message Jesus wants to tell the Pharisees.
法利赛文士他们觉得自己是虔诚的。
The Pharisees and Jesuits, they felt that they are devoted people.
胜过旁边的犹太人。
Better than people around them.
他们轻视其他的人。
They look down on people around them.
他们觉得他们握有上帝所喜悦的道路的钥匙。
They have a key that is pleasing to God.
耶稣告诉他们，
That's why Jesus tells them.
如果你要真正的悔改，
If you want to truly repent,
你要像尼尼微人一样悔改，
You have to be like people in Nineveh.
从你的宝座上下来，
Came down from your throne.
把自己荣耀脱掉，
put away your personal glory，
在麻衣中，在灰中痛悔，
in sackcloth, in ash, and repent。
我们看到人的行动不是只有感觉，人的悔改不是只有感觉而已。
We see that the people's repentance
is not only feeling。 我们看到尼微整个城的悔改是一个有行动的悔改。
We see the repentance of Nineveh involve a lot of action。
本来是一个方向，它转向另外一个。
Before they go in one way, now they are going in a different direction.
以至于他们的悔改是能够让人看到，能够让人摸到。
Their repentance is very visible, something that we can never see.
以至于神好像他的心也因为他们的悔改来后悔，来转弯。
But even God's heart was repented because of what he see of them.
如果当时有个神学家在那个时候看到这样的情形，
if a theologian should witness this event，
他已经不能明白为什么神会允许这件事情成就。
He probably would not understand why God would allow this to happen。
特别是约拿，
especially Jonah，
他心里面的挣扎更是大。
The conflict within him is very great。
他心里面最怕的事情就发生。
The thing that he feared the most has happened now。
这一群恶人
，these evil people，
竟然没有得到上帝应有的公义的惩罚。
They did not get the punishment.
既然他们悔改，神竟然赦免。
Now they repented and God forgave them.
既然将神的审判，应该有的审判不在他们身上。
Now the judgment will not happen to them.
好像人的改变会牵动神的转变。
Like the repentance of man changed God's hand.
这不是我们常在求的方式。
But this is very often what we pray.
我们祷告里面求，希望神能够赦免我。
We pray that God will forgive our sins.
希望神能够赦免我犯的罪。
We pray that God will forgive the sin of.
希望神能够赦免我的家犯的罪。
Forgive the sin of our family.
希望神能够赦免我的国家犯的罪。
Forgive the sin of our country.
这个社会犯的罪。
然后这是
我们实在的抵挡你离开你，但是还是求你赦免。
We have been against you, yet we ask God to forgive you.
如果我们知道上帝是公义的上帝，我们为什么敢这样求？
If you realize God is righteous, how dare we ask God to forgive you?
因为他是圣洁的，他是公义的，我们根本不应该这么求。
Because he's a holy God, we will not dare to ask for forgiveness.
我们要求的是你的审判，就神就在我身上。
We would have asked that God's judgment come upon us.
你公义的怒火就燃烧在这个国家里面。
The fierce fire of your anger will burn.
当世界受抵挡你的时候，污秽的都一起灭亡。
Everything that evil will burn out.
正常的基督徒不会这样祷告。
Will that be the prayer of a normal Christian?
当时约拿一定有这么大的问题在他脑袋里面，或者是。
That's why Jonah must have this conflict within him.
这神在旧约里面很多很多神的后悔，到后来被我们拦截的经文。
Many of the repentance of God becomes something that is very difficult to understand in the Old Testament.
对我们基督徒而言，这不是困难解决的问题。
For us Christians, it may not be a very difficult problem.
在神的爱里面，人的转变的确可以牵动神的转变。
Indeed, the repentance of God will motivate or cause the change in God.
就约拿所看到那时候神的后悔。对尼尼微城神的后悔这件事情
from the repentance of God for the city of Nineveh
在700多年之后
after 700 years
在神的主耶稣的爱子主耶稣的身上得到答案
we find answer in the life of Jesus
原来神爱世界上每一个人
because God loves the world every one of us
他不但爱犹太人
not only the Jews
他也爱外邦人
Also the Gentiles.
他不但爱尊贵人，他不但爱尊贵的人
，not only the noble，
他爱卑贱的人。
He also loved the humble.
他不愿意将那四十日以后必然要来的审判和轻怒降在尼尼微人身上。
He doesn't want the punishment that comes in 40 days to happen to them.
他爱世界上每一个人。
He loves everyone in the world.
包括尼尼微城里面作恶的人。
Even everyone that does evil in the city of Nineveh.
所以本来应该降在那些人身上的刑罚，降在主耶稣基督身上。
So what is deserved is given in the come upon Jesus.
对尼尼微人而言，十字架是往前看。
That's why for the city of Nineveh, the cross is something that we can look forward.
他们往前看，似乎看到了十字架，赎了他们的罪恶。
If they would look forward, they can see that the cross.Restored and redeemed them.
神的旨意没有改变
God's way has not changed.
因为人的罪恶，神的愤怒和公义都要施行在这地上。
Because the sin of man and the righteousness of God will be happening.
因为圣洁的神怎么施行公义？
The holy God will exercise judgment.
神的审判不会停止。
God's judgment will come.
只是这样审判。本来应该在尼尼微人身上。
He said the judgment that should come to the people of Nineveh.
他把它放在他儿子的身上。
He said it was spared by Jesus, his son.
就像你我一样。
Same way with us.
约拿的信息到现在还有效。
The message of Jonah is still true today.
四十日代表是一个完满的数字 ，perfect number。
40 days is a perfect number.
是一个审判的数字。
A number or judgment.
以色列人在旷野里面40天，40年。
The Israelites wandered for 40 years in the wilderness.
神用40来代表审判的数字。
Usually God uses 40 to represent.
因为老今天我从自己的肚子里面出来，他照样可以在纽约的街头行走，说再40日，神就要侵入纽约了。
Almost Jonah come out of the fish and proclaim new sea. 40 days God will destroy you.
人可以牵动上帝的改变。人如果悔改，可以让神的审判不临到我们的身上。
man's repentance will change God's judgment.
下一个问题
，The next question，
谁比约拿更大
？Who is greater than Jonah？
所以大卫说：“看哪，在这里有一个比约拿更大。”
Then behold, there is someone greater than Jonah。
有人就告诉我，约拿是一个很不好的先知。
Someone told me that Jonah is really a very awful prophet。
我就会用这样的经文来跟他说
，And I would use this scripture to tell them，
耶稣。哪一个先知能够跟耶稣比较
？Who which prophet can be compared with Jesus？
今天没有人会说哦 ，Jordan， Michael Jordan 比你好一点。
Michael Jordan is better than you。
他可能会跟 Kobe Bryant 讲说 ，Michael Jordan 比你好。
He might say to Kobe that Michael Jordan is better。
Kobe Bryant 可能不承认，
好像 Kobe Bryant 说，
我大部分人觉得他好。
可
是能够跟 Michael Jordan 来比较的人
，to be able to compare to Michael，
难道是等闲之辈吗
？Would not be somebody that's common。
他为什么不拿我？为什么拿 Kobe Bryant？
Why is he not using me but using Kobe Bryant？
约拿是一个伟大的先知。
Indeed, Jonah is a great prophet。
他用五句话
，in five words，
用不到24小时时间
，within 24 hours，
让超过600,000人信主。
He calls 60,000 people to repent.
我今天举个例子给我看。
Let me give you an example.
他在约拿书里面，约拿并不是要告诉我们他多厉害。
In the book of Jonah, it's not proclaiming how great he is.
他要告诉我们上帝多伟大。
He tells us how great God.
是的，主耶稣就是那位比约拿更大。
Indeed, Jesus is the one that is greater than Jonah.
这是很明显的答案。
This is something to be very clear.
可是我们常想到
，very often we think of，
我们来看主耶稣为什么比约拿更大
？Why is Jesus greater than Jonah？
约拿是在尼尼微人，在以色列人当中做先知。
Jonah is at the time of Nineveh, he is a prophet.
耶稣的工作是全世界的
，but the work of Jesus is for the whole world.
整个历史里面的人类
，is for everyone in history.
有人说耶稣的救恩只行到他之后的人。
Many people say the salvation of Jesus is for people who come after him.
这是不对的。
But this is wrong.
耶稣的神迹是可以往前往后，对每一世代的人都有效。
The miracle of Jesus applies to people before and after him.
约拿承担他自己的罪，他被鱼吞到肚子里。
Jonah admitted his own guilt as he was in the stomach of fish.
主耶稣他承担全世界人的罪。
Jesus take on the sin of the whole world.
他被下到阴间。
He was condemned to Hades.
当约拿去跟尼尼微人在传信息的时候
，When Jonah went to the people of Nineveh,
他并不爱尼尼微人。
He did not love them.
他所做的事奉好像有责任一样。
He do it as a mission.
他做了最大的一件事情，就是他顺服上帝的呼召。
He out obedient to God's calling，
但他并不爱他所服侍的人。
He did not love the people of Nineveh，
但是主耶稣却爱每一个他服侍的人。
Jesus loved everyone that he served，
这是他爱每一个人。
He loved everyone，
他的侍奉是在爱里面侍奉。
His service for us is our love，
约拿传讲审判的信息。
Nineveh proclaimed a message of judgment，
主耶稣却传一个赦免的信息。
The message of Jesus Christ is a message of forgiveness，
一个拯救的信息。
A message of salvation，
一个恩典的信息。
A message of blessing。
约拿传道给尼尼微人。
When Nineveh shared the message to the people of Nineveh，
我们从历史上知道。
From history that we learn。
从历史上我们知道。
From history we know，
他在150年之后，尼尼微人就灭亡
了。Indeed, 150 years afterwards,
that is destroyed. 耶稣传的恩典
，but the message of Jesus，
所领受的
，for anyone who received，
这些人成为上帝的儿女
，will those become children of God？
这群儿女所建立的教会
，the church established by them，
所建立在地上彰显的国度。
The kingdom that God established on earth
确实一代一代的传下去
will go from generation to generation
不停止
will not cease
有一个中国的作家说
a Chinese author said
我不像他其他名字我可以告诉你他说一件他说一个话我觉得很有意思
There is a statement He made a statement I thought very interesting
他说以他当他想到以后一直有人要为真理来追求在奋斗的时候
When he remembered that many people yet to come struggling for the truth
他心里突然觉得一种快乐的感觉
He felt a great satisfaction
其实我们信主的人也是
For us it should be also true
我们这个恩典我们信的上帝是不是一个暂时的是不是一个短暂的救恩给了上帝
Now the salvation that we have learned we have received from God is not something temporary
他的恩典是一直下去一直下去
This grace will last eternally
他不是尼尼微王尼尼微的那个城的君王
not we are the king of Nineveh
他是住在大卫宝座上的那个羔羊
He is the lamb that sits on the throne of David
他是永远的
He is eternal.
不会因为人的软弱改
变。He is not someone who can be changed by the.
我们今天可以抵挡神，我们可以离开上帝。
Today we can leave him, we can reject him.
但是他的国度不会停止。
But his kingdom will be last eternally.
其实当我们这样想的时候
，As we remember this,
我们心里面应该一种说不出来的喜乐。
There should be a great joy within us.
我们所做任何事情
，That everything that we have done,
在永恒里面都有价值。
You will have significance in eternity.
约翰书停在两节两个问题上面。
The Jonah book, the book of Jonah comes to conclusion in two statements.
第四章十节到十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 10 to 11.
那我们念这两节好吧？
前面也接着。
约翰说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的。”一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱死，何况这尼尼微大城，其中
不能分辨左
手右手的，十恶多乱多人，并有许多牲畜和其乱世。上帝衡量我们的方式，不是我们能够做什么。
But the way God measures us, not on what we can do.
约拿可能他在一生里面，他上帝呼召他来服事的时候。他心里面真的想一个很大的作
为。When God told Jonah to serve, he probably have a great ambition.
他是在一个剧烈转变的时代。
In a time of great change,
大卫所成立的王朝倾覆了。
The dynasty of David is coming to an end.
以色列分为南北两国。
The Israel is divided into two kingdoms.
上帝兴起很多很多的先知。
God has raised up many prophets.
在新的时代里面。传讲他圣洁的事情
to proclaim his message to them.
我想约拿心里面一定觉得上帝要在他身上成就一件很伟大很伟大的事情
Jonah might think God is going to perform a great thing to him
也许他心里面已经规划好规划人生已经规划好他要做些什么事情
He probably already planned out what he wants to do
他已经知道他的 career 是什么样子
You know what is his career
他可能他已经知道他先知里面要成立什么样的那时候有先知学校你知道吗他们这些先知彼此都认识他们成立一个多大的组织成为一个能够宣讲上帝信息的一个团体
They want to establish a great school of the prophets
他心里想为神做大事情
He want to do great things for God
所以当他神将一个信息告诉他要他去做他心里面没有在他规划人生规划里面的事情的时候他就逃避
But when God's message to come to ask him to do something that was not his plan he avoids God
神在他这一段这一段侍奉里面
In the time of his short service
对尼尼微城的侍奉里面
He serves to the city of Nineveh
从呼召开始
From God's calling
结束在两个问题
Conclude with two questions.
他告诉约拿
He told Jonah.
其实他关心的是什么
What does God care?
这地嘛不是你栽种，也不是你栽培养。
Tree was not planted by you.
一夜发生，一夜枯干，你尚且爱惜。
It came one night and it will wither in one night. Yet you cherish.
何况这尼尼微大城有许多不能分辨左手右手十二多万人。
Yet there are so many people in the city of Nineveh who cannot tell their left hand from their right hand.
必有许多的牲畜。
There are also many cattle.
何其怪兮。
Would I not also love them?
约拿在乎的是骏马。
What Jonah cared for this week?
我想我要问你一个问题，是我们在乎什么？
What do we care for?
今天也是父亲节。
Today is the Father's Day.
父亲在这个时代的确是一个不容易的角色，不是因为我是男人关系。
Indeed, the father's role is very difficult in our time.
有各方面来的期待。
There is a lot of expectation.
其实不要是父亲。
Not only on father.
可能你是一个男人。
Maybe you are a man.
你可能有一些期待在你身上。
You also have expectation of yourself.
需要在你盼望在你自己的人生里面能够证明你是有价值。
You want to prove your worth in life.
你是对这个世界对你旁边人是有贡献。
You want to be someone who can contribute to our society.
你希望能够做些什么？
What do we want to do?
也许上帝真的有呼召在你身上，要你做些什么？
Indeed, God has a calling from all of us.
约拿是一个很伟大的先知。
This great prophet Jonah.
他所做的事工也许很少能够超越。
Not many people can surpass what he has done.
但是主就问他两个简单。
But God asked him two questions in the conclusion.
你爱惜这个。
Do you care for them also?
但是我爱惜。
But I care for the people.
你爱惜看得见。
You love what you can see.
你看见，你爱的是，你爱的是，你在乎的是外面的荣耀。
What you care for is the external glory.
我在乎的是一个，我所创造出来，我所宝贝的灵魂。
God said, I care for each one of the soul that I created.
约拿书很有意思。
The book of Jonah is really interesting.
因为我们到最后的时候，我们忽然觉得我摸到了上帝的心。
Because in the end, he revealed the heart of God.
约拿没有回答。
Jonah did not answer that.
因为这个问题不是只有给约拿。
Because this question is not merely for Jonah.
这问题是给我们每一个人。
This is a question for every one of us.
我们今天父亲说，父亲要问一个问题。
I want to ask all the fathers here a question.
我们在乎的是什么？
What do we care for?
能问你爸爸。
That's great.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Father, thank you.
我们感谢你。
We also thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
爱我们到了地步，你将你自己的爱子放在十字架上。
You love us so that you give your son for us.
你让我们在永恒里面的审判能够被逃脱
，so that we can escape the judgment that will last eternally。
我们所得罪你的，我们所抵挡你的，所污蔑你的，你都赦免我们。
You have forgiven all our sin against you。
你放过我们罪。
You let us forgive us, you forgive us。
但是你却不放过你的。
But you did not let your son go。
你让你的罪都加在你的身上。
You put all our sin on him.
让你的刑罚也加在你的身上。
Let all the punishment on him.
我们才能够逃罪。
So that we can escape.
我们能看到你对我们的爱是何等大。
We thank you for the love that you have given to us.
去帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们再一次能够知道我们心里面所爱的是什么。
So that we can know that you love.
你所在乎的是什么？
What you are here for.
那我们用你自己所在乎、所爱的来过我们的日子。
How we can have your love to live our life.
感谢赞美。
We praise and thank you.
这样祷告奉耶稣的名求。